Amen. Let's come and let's see God move. Amen. Glory to God. Come on in. Have a seat. Come on in. Have a seat. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you guys. Open up your Bibles tonight to the book of Luke, chapter 9. The book of Luke, chapter 9. Amen. We're going to start, verse 62. Just one scripture. And you're going to be like, Pastor, that's a new one for you. But just one verse. Amen. The word of God says, but Jesus said to him, No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your great work. We thank you for all that you are doing, God, in this place. We give you praise and glory, God. We ask you tonight that you would help us. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to help us above all things. And all God's people said, a sermon entitled, Don't Look Back. See, Satchel Paige had a good rule for living. Satchel Paige made this statement. He said, don't look back because something might be gaining on you. See, the Bible tonight, it calls for you and I not to be looking back at what is behind us. ¿Ustedes saben el inglés o no? ¿Ustedes? ¿Sí? ¿Todos? Ok. Pero usted tiene la traducción. As you and I, amen, look back, how many know that when Jesus came, amen, and made this statement, Jesus said, if you look back, listen, it is the old life that we have. It is the life that we are looking at. And how many know tonight that we can glorify that old life? You know, we say things like, man, I was bad. Man, you don't know how bad I was. I used to do this, I used to do that, and I used to be, and all these other things, and then I got saved. So we're glorifying everything that we were, and we're like, but then I got saved. Then I surrendered my life to Jesus, and it's like what we're doing is we're bringing glory to the old lifestyle, but then we got saved. That old life is the life that we've left behind. That old life should be in our rearview mirror. It should never be that something that is before us. What it's bringing here, amen, hallelujah, it is bringing forth, amen, a metaphor of putting our hands to the plow. When you put your hands to the plow, you have to be able, amen, what you're doing is those oxen are there. It is a farming instructions that while the ox are moving, you're making the straightest line possible. You're looking forward because if you swerve, the lines are not going to be well. And when you throw the seeds, everything is going to be off. That's why Whenever you go to amen, it might not be here, but if you go to where they plant, you can see straight lines for miles and miles. It seems like forever the lines are straight because they're meant so that the seeds, as they go by and they throw the seeds, they're just scattering. They're just throwing that there. But if we look back, how many know that you're just going to be throwing them all over? And everything is going to be off course. Everything, amen, is going to be wrong. That's why, amen, looking back hinders forward progress. And it brings us to the points of our life that we were defeated. Can I tell you, there's no glory in our old life. There is no glory when you and I were sinners. I tried to kill myself when I was a sinner because I said, there's no reason for me to live. If life is going to be this way, why am I going to live? I was a puppet, can I tell you? Every single one of us, I don't care if you want to admit it or not, you were a puppet for the devil. You were a puppet. He said, go here. You lifted up your hand and you went. He said, go there, do here. And you were just like, because you were his puppet. And we were at the points of our lives that we were defeated. Oh, but you don't understand how much fun. Yeah, tell me how much fun when you're doped up in drugs. Tell me how much fun when you're throwing up, amen, puking everything out. Oh, but man, I had the time of my life. When you don't understand what you've done, man, I enjoyed it. See, tonight, don't look back at the things that you've already been forgiven for. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalms 103:11 and 12 says, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from, amen, from us. See, many people here, amen, have one of the biggest dilemmas. They, amen, they can believe for others. But how many know that we can't believe for ourselves? Lord, I know what you've done for so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and all these other people. But God, what have you done for me? Because that's a mindset that we can have. God, you've done it for everybody else, but you have not done anything in me. So you have to remember that God has removed all of your sins, even the ones that we forgot about. Even the ones that we have kept hidden in those chambers of our heart, amen, that have probably been there for years. The Lord said, I've forgiven you all. From the time that you took your first breath and the doctor spanked you and you began to cry, from that moment, your sins have been forgiven. See, don't look back at the defeats that continue to keep you and I down. See, every one of us, amen, have been knocked down at one point or another. Or you might be at that point right now. You've experienced, amen, failures. You have to remember these words, that the only way that you will never fail is if you do not try. Amen? Pastor, I don't want to fail. That's because you're not trying. Because if you try, you are going to fail. See, don't allow your fear of failing to make you feel that you are a complete failure. Psalms 37, 23 and 24 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fail, amen, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. That means, amen, that when you are there, it is the Lord that is holding you from going down further. See, don't look back at your past. Because sometimes we do make our past seem to be so glorious. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 10. Do not say, why were the former days better than these? For you do not inquire wisely concerning this. Numbers 11, 18 says, for it was well, amen, with us in Egypt. Imagine these are the children of Israel. They were slaves for 400 years. And now they're having thoughts in their lives. It was better for us to be in Egypt than to be here where the Lord is taking us. How many know that we can easily say those things? Pastor, I got saved, and you don't understand how bad it got for me. Can I tell you why it gets bad? It's not because you get saved. It's because now, amen, you are not being used by the devil, and now he says, now I have to get him back. See, the devil didn't care when you were being used by him, but he cares now that you are being used by God. Pastor, if I wouldn't have gotten saved, Pastor, my life would be a lot better. Can I tell you? You better watch what you say. You better be careful on the words you speak. See, one man said, the present is never as good as it used to be. See, tonight we have to look at what we are doing presently to see what we are going to do in our future. Many people tonight, they glorify their past, but doom, amen, their present situations. See, old conflicts that open up your wounds, they make you bitter. They make, the hurts return. See, tonight we have to forget the past and move forward, amen, to seeing your life in a manner that is fulfilled by God. Can I tell you, I would have never thought, amen, that when I only had 1 week of vacation that I would use it to go to conference. Pastor, you only have 1 week, and I go to conference. Pastor, you can use it for whatever thing. But I enjoyed going to conference. And because I enjoyed it, I saw the benefit. But Pastor, you only had 1 week. Why didn't you use it for something else? Because if I used it for something else, I would not be here today. Amen? See, don't look back at the victories because they may cause you to think that now you have arrived. Philippians 3, 13 and 14 says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do is forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14 says, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. See, we always, have to press forward. Amen. We cannot just say things like, I've served God with all my heart once. I was once, and I enjoyed winning souls. I was once sold out for God. You know what hurts me and what makes me not understand? Listen, I'm an immigrant. And I immigrated to the United States in 1977. My parents, they worked. God moved. Amen. God worked it in my life. Amen. In 1999. And when I surrendered my life to Jesus, can I tell you, I don't look back and say, at one point in my life was better. But I see many people that come here to the United States from wherever they come, and they tell me when I talk to them, I ask them this question, and they tell me, I used to be what you are right now. I used to go out and tell people about Jesus. I used to be in ministry in the local church where in the place that I was at. I used to be on fire. My question is, what happened? I came to the United States. And because I came to the United States, I got to work. And because I got to work, I don't have time. And because I don't have time, I can't enjoy. Can I tell you, that breaks my heart? Especially when they tell me, this is what I used to do. I once used to do this, that, here, there. But I'm too busy now. Can I tell you, God didn't bring you to the place to where you are for your fire, to be burnt out. See, I was once sold out. Well, the question is, what about today? The question is, what are we doing for him today? What are we doing for him in our communities? What are we doing for him in our schools? What are we doing for him in our jobs? What are we doing for him in our family gatherings? Well, we're there and we're just shaking and baking. We're just having a good time. Pastor, I can't talk about Jesus in the family gatherings because nobody else is a believer. So if I talk about him, they're not going to like me. Well, listen, can I tell you, they probably don't like you right now because, amen, because of the fact that you are not doing what they are doing. You know, my brothers, for the longest time, they told me things like, why are you telling us this if you were once that? You know what my response is? You said the right words. You glorify Jesus more than me in those words because you said something is different about you now that's not what you do today. So in my family gatherings, can I tell you? My family knows that I'm going to preach Jesus. Oh, there he comes. Let's run. Because no matter where I'm at, whether I'm at my community, my neighborhood, whether I'm here in church, I don't change. I stay the same. I'm still going to tell people about Jesus. You know, I love gas stations. I love when I go to the gas station. You want me to tell you why? Because when I go to the gas station, they're there, and I like it when they get there a little bit after me. Because as they're pumping, I'm telling them about Jesus. They can't let go of the pump. Amen? Oh, you got to hear me now because, oh! So they're going to get the full extent of the Word of God. I love going to the gas stations. I've had people there stop. They've only put a couple of dollars. They leave. It's not going to stop me from preaching. It's not going to stop me from telling people about God's love, folks. Wherever I'm at, whether I'm in my community, whether I was at my job, whether I'm in family gatherings, can I tell you, Jesus said, I am the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. You and I change. Pastor, that's not good. Then you tell me what is better. Your old life? The life that you wanted to leave, but you're so in a hurry to try to get back, but you wanted to leave so bad, but now you want to go back? That don't make sense to me. See, tonight, as I close, we have to always look towards Jesus. We have to forget the past, and we have to keep looking towards the future. See, I'm done. Because if God cannot do something in you, and you want to go back, can I tell you, once you go back, you're going to say, man, I should go forward. Because you are going to see how miserable you truly are. But yet I'm partying, Pastor. I'm having a great time. Yeah, you are. But little by little, you're dying and without even knowing it. Steps are being pulled from under you. And you're slipping and slipping and slipping and slipping. By the time you know it, you're so far slipped. But you're having a great time. I choose to put my hand to the plow and not look back, because I want to be used to the fullness for the kingdom of God. How about you tonight? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed tonight, mientras todo el rostro postrado y los ojos cerrados, I want to tell you about Jesus tonight. Le quiero decir del Señor en esta noche. I want to tell you that he loved you and he still loves you right now. Te quiero decir que él te ama y te ama en este momento de tu vida. I want to tell you that he died for you. Le quiero decir que él murió por ti. I want to tell you that he can forgive you of your sins. Él puede perdonarte de tus pecados. If we confess our sins, he is just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Si confesamos nuestros pecados, él es justo de poder perdonarnos, limpiarnos y perdonarnos de todo pecado. But you have to be able to acknowledge that he is our Savior. Pero tienes que reconocer en esta noche que él es nuestro Salvador. Let me ask you a question tonight. Is he your Savior? Él es quizás tu Salvador. And if he's not, will you allow him to be that in your life? Y si no lo es, podrás en esta noche darle el derecho de poder ser el Rey de Reyes y el Señor de Señores. Si eres tú en esta noche, if that is you, amen, tonight. You want to surrender your life. Quieres entregar tu vida, rendir tu vida hacia el Señor. If that is you, simply do one thing. All I want to do is pray for you. Simply lift up your hand. Nada más quiero orar por ti. Simplemente levanta la mano. God sees an innocent young man. God sees that hand. Amen. Anybody else? God sees that hand. Anybody else tonight? You want to surrender your life? God sees that hand. Anybody else tonight? God wants to touch your life. Dios quiere tocar tu vida en esta noche. Why come? Amen. You can put your hands down. Why come but leave The same way that you came in, you were broken, busted, and disgusted. And that's the way you're going to leave. Jesus wants to touch your life. El Señor quiere tocar tu vida. Tú entraste de una manera. No salgas igual de como entraste en esta noche. El Señor quiere tocarte. Jesus wants to touch your life. Anybody else tonight? You want to surrender your life? ¿Quieres entregar tu vida en esta noche? Anybody else? Amen. Let me move from this call. Maybe you're a backslider. Quizás eres un apartado. You know about the things of God. You can recite more in a better way. Amen. The way that I, you've heard scriptures, you heard sermons time and time again. But yet tonight you're a backslider. Tú puedes recitar los versículos mejor que yo. Pero en esta noche tú eres un apartado, estás alejado de Dios y necesitas venir otra vez hacia el camino del Señor. You want to surrender your life, backslider. You want to give Jesus that opportunity once again. Would you lift up your hand? All I want to do is pray for you. Levanta la mano. All I want to do is pray for you. You're a backslider in this place. You're a backslider in this place. Amen. If you lifted up your hands, are you honest? Sis in the back, you honest? Would you come? You right here? You honest? Sincere? Come, 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 come. Come. Those that lifted up their hands. Adrian. Jesse. We promise we won't bite you. Not hard. Amen. Can we allow tonight the Lord to touch our lives? Podemos dejar que el Señor toque nuestras vidas. There's people that are here. They're going to pray with you. Go over here with my wife. She'll pray with you. You guys here? We need a young man. Or come on. Pray over there with her. We're gonna pray right here. Yeah. So let him pray with you. Okay. Let her pray for you. Pray with him. Jesus wants to touch our lives. He wants to help us tonight. He wants to move. Right here. Church, when we look back, the Bible says that we're not fit for the kingdom of God. We're not fit for God's work. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, touch her, God. God, we thank you. We give you praise, God. We glorify your name. God, move, God. Give them breakthrough, Jesus. God, touch his mind, God, even in this youth, God. God, that he would live for you, Jesus. For once we put our hand to the plow, if we look back, Bible says we are unfit for the kingdom of God. Church, sometimes what we can do is we can give glory to the things that we have already left. And we can even make a statement and say, my life was in a sense better. In a sense, my life was better the way it used to be. We have to be able to see God. I'm going to open up the altars, amen. Because maybe that's you tonight. You don't. It doesn't have to be that you are full blown. Amen. But you've had thoughts in your minds, things, amen, that have been engraved now in our hearts. Situations that we find ourselves, and we say, this Jesus thing, I don't know if it's for me. Can I tell you, this Jesus thing works when you and I surrender our lives.
Cuando tú y yo nos rendimos nuestra vida, el reino de los cielos se mueve poderosamente en nuestras vidas.
Jesus wants to touch our lives. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Let God tonight help you. Let God tonight, amen, touch your life.
Hay que dejar que el Señor toque nuestras vidas, nuestros corazones. Hay que abrir nuestras vidas hacia Dios.
Let's open up our lives to God tonight. Jesus wants to be true and real in our lives. He doesn't just want to be an old memory that we have. You cannot look back, because that old life, if you glorify it too much, it'll destroy you.
No podemos ver en el espejo a esa vida vieja, porque si no tenemos cuidado, esa vida puede destruirnos. Esa vida puede hacernos más daño que el bien.
That old life, beloved, will do so much harm that by the time we know it, we're so down under.
Si no tenemos cuidado, esa vida que nosotros queremos darle gloria o que glorificar, nos puede destruir si no tenemos cuidado.
It can really hurt us. It can really destroy us. And we can be like the children of Israel, seeing miracles, signs, and wonders, but say things like, it was better for me to be in Egypt.
Estuviera mejor si yo estuviera en Egipto.
Egypt was a place of sin, of being a slave.
Egipto en la Biblia es el lugar de el pecado, de ser esclavos, de la esclavitud. Pero nos gusta mejor en Egipto que aquí.
It's better when we lived in Egypt than here. The children of Israel had everything. God gave them everything, but every time they wanted more and more and more.
Dios le daba todo a los hijos de Israel, pero cada vez le pedían más y más y más.
Y cuando Dios no se movía en la manera que ellos querían, siempre buscaban para atrás y miraban para atrás. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
Nadie que puso sus manos sobre todo y mirando para atrás no es digno del reino de los cielos.
It's not fit. We have to be able to see that in every way possible, God is what you and I ought to be looking forward to. que en todo lo que hacemos en esta noche, nosotros siempre tenemos que poner y mirar hacia enfrente y nunca mirar para atrás. Amen. We're going to have a great time. Can I tell you? How many believe that? That we're going to have a great time. Starting tomorrow or midnight tonight, you can join us. We need you. You know why we need you? Because the gates of hell are trying to prevail against the army of the Lord. We got to push back. And the only way that we can push back, the only way that you and I can push back, I know, listen, we're used to eating every day. Amen. Because we're Americans. We are Americans, by golly. The land of the free, the home of the brave. And I am going to eat if I want to. You can. But we ask you for 2 days that if you cannot. Amen. Will you join us in a time of prayer and fasting? Tú vives aquí en América y tú dices, yo puedo hacer lo que me dé la gana, pero que no te dé la gana por los próximos 2 días. Y que le dejes que Dios se mueva poderosamente. Hay que ayunar. Y vamos a ver, the church will be open from 6 to 8. You can come. You don't have to be here from 6 to 8. That's the times that the church will be open for you to come in and pray. La iglesia va a estar abierta de las 6 a, la 8, a las 8. No tienes que estar aquí de las 6 a las 8. Pero ese tiempo la iglesia va a estar abierta para que tú vengas a acompañarnos en un tiempo de oración. Amen. Next, I want you to close in prayer tonight.